That bell rings. Time for Roman Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. My friends, 7 months of every year are considered the cold-hatching season. That's from the 1st of October through the month of April. In fact, you'll be lucky if you escape a cold this winter. Now, when you have a cold, remember the Alka-Seltzer ABC Cold Comfort Treatment. It's as easy as ABC. You see, A is for Alka-Seltzer. Take it for prompt relief from that stuffed up ache all over a feverish feeling. B is for be careful. Get plenty of rest, eat wisely, dress warmly, and stay out of draft. C is for comfort. Soothe the sore throat which so often accompanies a cold by gargling with Alka-Seltzer. That's Alka-Seltzer's ABC Cold Comfort Treatment. So ask your druggist for the large package of Alka-Seltzer. Buy 2 packages instead of 1. With an extra package on the shelf, when you need it, help yourself. Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look down the little community today, Lum is taking a few minutes rest from his increasingly heavy duties as chef of the Meadowlark Restaurant. He's just entering Doc Withers' office in the back of the store.
Excuse me, Doc, are you busy?
How's that? Oh, yes, come in, Lum. Come in.
Do you mind?
Oh, yes, certainly, sure.
I've just got to sit down and rest up for a few minutes. The way people stream into the restaurant and order Lum burgers, I just don't have a minute to myself no more.
Yeah.
I ain't kicking, of course. The more business I can get, the better I like it. The man does have to have a couple of minutes to relax yourself, you know, Mr. Clown.
A man needs relaxation, yes. Just like horses. You can't expect to work a horse all the time and expect him to be cheerful.
Luke Spears ain't doing hardly no business at all down in his lunchroom now. Everybody's coming to the Meadowlark and eating Lum burgers. They don't general stop with just one either. They'll eat 2 or 3. And Ulysses at 5 yesterday.
You're referring to Ulysses S. Quincy?
Yeah.
That's
all. I never had no idea this Lum burger was going to catch on like this. I'm getting these telegrams from big restaurants all over the country.
Telegrams?
Oh, yeah. I mean, got them from the war off Astoria, and I don't know at all. Got another batch of them today. Yeah, let me read a few of them to you, Doc.
Telegrams are nice. A speedy means of communication.
Yeah. Here's one. Lum and Abner, Meadowlark Restaurant.
How's that?
I'm reading a telegram.
Oh, well, I'd like to hear that, too.
All the theater people are asking for Lum burgers, and I must admit we can't make them stop. Oh, we can't make them stop. That's the period. Let me in on the secret before they lose faith in Sardis. Signed, Vincent Sardis, Jr. What do you think of that, Doc?
Yes.
Getting a telegram from a big New York restaurant like Sardis.
I got a telegram from President Grover Cleveland one time.
Here's one from Minneapolis, Minnesota.
No, President Cleveland was in Washington at that time.
Wait a minute. Did you actually get a telegram from President Cleveland?
Yes. It came direct. B.F. Withers, Mount Idy, Arkansas.
Did you know him?
I was a young man at the time. I was in the feed delivery game. Drove a horse named Arnold. Did you say you have some more telegrams there?
Oh, yeah. This one says, your new Lum burger has all of Minneapolis drooling.
That's right.
I would like to have recipe and immediate permission to add the delicacy to my daily menu. My chef has tried various combinations of the ingredients, but the eclat has not been accomplished. What does that mean, Doc?
Yes.
I am sending you under separate cover 2 busboys in exchange for the recipe. Hope that puts us even. Cordially yours, Chuck Saunders of Cafe Exceptional, Minneapolis, Minnesota. 2 busboys. What are them, Doc? Did you ever hear them?
Busboys?
Yeah.
No. But I knew the bus cook boys, Ralph and Judson. That's one of the
older. Well, this must be a different family.
Ralph was lighter on his feet, though. Jumped around at the deal.
Here's one I'm proud of, Doc.
Oh, he has the graph to jump straight up in the air 9 feet.
Yeah. Listen to this, Doc.
It says he learned how to do this at the Mount Ivy Barbershop where somebody was always giving him a hot stick.
Yeah, well, listen to this. Rush sample Lumberger's to my office where taste experts of Rexall Drug and Soda Fountain Department will conduct tests. If this thing is edible, you have revolutionized America's eating habits. Scott J. Bow, Jr., Vice President in charge of soda fountain operation for Rexall Drug Company. How do you like that, Doc? Revolutionizing America's eating habits. If that ain't fame for you, I don't know what is.
Well.
And here's one that'll set your head to spinning. It's from the Ambassador Coconut Grove in Los Angeles.
Hey, Rob, you better get out here.
Now, what's the trouble, Abner?
Well, there's no trouble, but there's some more customers out there wanting lumber.
Oh, I'm going to get to work. Here, take these telegrams. I just read and Doc wanted to get from the Coconut Grove.
Oh, well, let me see. Coconut Grove? Where is that, in South America?
No, Jelly.
Well, I don't know where they raise coconuts. Or at least where they not grow problems. I know Dick Huddleston got in a batch of coconuts a few years back, and... Eli White thought there was new legs. Fact is, they're still there.
Well, this coconut grove was out in Los Angeles, California.
Oh, some picnic ground or something like that.
Well, you never heard of the ambassador?
Yeah, I've heard of him. Is he out in the grove?
Oh, for goodness sake. Here, read the telegrams for yourself. I've got to get in there and start cooking.
Yeah, well, let me take a look at these things. The ambassador's left out in some grove. We better do something about it. Let's see here. It says, line foreman at Ambassador Coconut Grove. Please rush recipe for Lumberger. August B. Posse, the ambassador, Los Angeles.
Rush recipe for Lumberger. Is that what it says?
Yeah. Well, if he's that hungry, why don't he eat some of them coconuts right out there amongst the whole grove of them? I don't believe there's a lot we can do for him. I'll say one thing for that long. He sure is getting a telegram from famous people.
I got a telegram from President Grover Cleveland one time.
That alarm showed me one of President Cleveland?
Yes. Thanks, fella. I've always valued that telegram. I've preserved it among my treasured keepsakes.
Well, I don't blame you.
He sent the wire direct to me.
Was you and him friends?
I was a young man at the time. I was engaged in a seed delivery game. Drove a horse named Arnold. Sorrel mare.
A mare named Arnold?
Yes. Sorrel. Little more on the red side than the brown. Beautiful animal.
Yeah, well, just a minute. What was this telegram that you got from President Cleveland?
Yes, it's indirect. I've still got the telegram, kept it all these years. Would you like to see it, Abner?
Oh, I'd love to. Love to.
I've got it here in my desk someplace. Always treasured that.
Oh, I would too. Hurry up and find it, Doc.
And it's here someplace. There's some bills I made out in 1924. I've tried to collect these.
Oh, here's a telegram from the county, too. There's 2-10 recipes for Lumberger's at once. Ivy Drug Store, Mena, Arkansas. Here's one that comes from Hollywood, California.
I'm sure that wire from Grover's in here. Filed it in a special place.
Lawman Abner, Pine Ridge, Arkansas. How can we satisfy our customers when we don't even know how to make a Lumberger? Let us in on the secret. Robert Cobb, President, Brown Derby Corporation. This Lumberger sure must be getting famous.
How's that?
Well, here's a fella in the hat business that wants to know how to make them. Perhaps he's going to put a little lunch counter right there in his hat store.
Where did I file that thing?
Might be going to offer a special deal. Brown Derby and a Lumberger for $1.98 or something like that. Well, we might could do something like this right here. Get my special price on a Lumberger. Well, of course. Sure. Might help the store business.
Here's a pair of mittens I wore in the winters of 1928, 29, and 30, I believe. Might have been 27, 28, and 29. Those mittens only cost me 78 cents. Rather reinforced thumbs and index fingers.
Yeah, they look like they was good at one time. Where's that telegram he's going to show me, Doc? That's what I want to see. I never have stole one from a president of the United States, don't you?
Well, I know it's in here someplace. Let's see how. Miles Almanac, income tax return, 1939.
How come the president to telegraph you, Doc?
Well, Grover was inaugurated for the second time in 1893, following Benjamin Harris.
Uh-huh.
And in May of that same year, May 1st to be exact, the Columbian Exposition opened in Chicago, Illinois.
I saw a picture of that on the stairs, so
well, sir, exactly 1 year and 2 months and 18 days later, we decided to open the Mount Ivy Exposition, and naturally we wanted a big important person to be in attendance on opening day.
Naturally.
So it was decided that the man to get was President Grover Cleveland. And it was also decided that I was the only man there who could get him to come to Mount Ivy.
Well, I never had no idea you had connections like that,
though. Oh, yeah. Especially at my age, too. That was quite a big responsibility for a young man. Hardly ought to be seen.
Yeah, I just don't see how you ever done it.
Well, I composed a telegram, well worded. And right the next day, I received, direct to me, B.F. Withers. Wait a minute, here.
Well,
let me see.
Lip falling to pieces.
I'd better read it, too.
Wait a minute, let's go out and show this to Lon. He'd love to see that. Come on, let's go out.
All right.
Hey, Lon, I want you to hear something here. We've got a famous man here with us.
I'm busy right now. Each one another Lumberger, and you want two more, is that right, Ulysses?
That's okay, Mom. Well, Mom, you want to hear this. Fact is, all you folks want to hear. Doc here's famous. He's a fella that wired President Grover Cleveland to come to the Mount Ivy Exposition.
April 18th, 1894.
Oh, yes, he was telling me about that.
Doc found a telegram that President Cleveland sent him, and he's going to read it to us. Everybody be quiet now. You let this stop eating and listen to this. Go ahead, Doc.
Yes. This came to me direct. Grover sent it to me first point.
Well, read it. Don't resist this.
Yes. B.F. Winters. That's a misprint. It's supposed to be Withers. B.F. Winters, Mount Ivy, Arkansas. Unable to attend celebration. Best wishes. Grover Cleveland, President of the United States.
Is that it?
Yes. We got Ralph Buskirk to put on a jumping exhibition instead.
Well, Ralph was probably lighter on his feet anyway. You know, when I tell you friends of London Avenue about Alka-Seltzer, sometimes I talk about headaches, and I might go on about muscular aches and pains or acid indigestion. Well, all of these are mighty uncomfortable things. And very few of us are entirely immune from these common ills. That's why I always urge you to keep Alka-Seltzer handy. Alka-Seltzer is extra effective because it contains a dependable analgesic which helps bring relief from occasional headaches and muscular pain. Plus an alkalizer which helps in a hurry by reducing excess gastric acidity. And of course, you know why I suggest that you buy an extra package of Alka-Seltzer from your druggist. Then, when your tablets get down to four, the extra package gives you more. Now this is Gene Baker saying good health to you all. Be sure to join us again in our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. Here's an easy way to help find out whether you need supplementary vitamins. Ask your druggist for a 60-capsule package of one-a-day brand multiple vitamins. It costs $2, lasts 2 months. Take one capsule every day. Then if you're not satisfied that one-a-day brand vitamins have benefited you, return the package and get your money back. Remember, you may need supplementary vitamins. So try the one-a-day brand home vitamin test.